I'm Gene DeLisio with a Columbus Dawn sports update for Friday, February 6th from WOSQFM.com. Columbus Dawn's boys basketball team back in action on Friday night. The Dawns face the Spencer Rockets in a Cloverbelt Conference contest at Columbus High School in Marshfield. Game time Friday at 7 p.m. Our broadcast begins Friday evening at 6:45 on AM 1450 and FM 98.7 WDLB and WDLBAM.com. On Thursday evening, the Columbus Dawns girls basketball team beat Colby in Cloverbelt Conference action 59-29. Dawns led by Ellie Gardner, who scored 31 points in that ballgame. Now, Eric Wilson is starting his third season as the girls basketball coach at Columbus High School.
2 years ago when I took over, the reality is I think this is not a dig on anybody from the past or that. I think we had to change the culture a little bit on how girls basketball was perceived at Columbus. We've been known for as a volleyball school for a long time, and rightfully so, they're really good. And I think we needed to get that same excitement for the basketball program. First year, we had a great group of seniors, and I always tell people I'm going to make sure that I mention that first group because they're pretty special to me. We had Sam Kasperson, Mateus Lofke, Courtney Summer, and Maggie Callahan. They started, and I always told them, I think you're starting something very special. And by the end of that year, we were a really good team. We ended up 11-15. But we lost by, I believe, 2 points with a chance to tie to Greenwood in a regional semifinal. We easily could have won that game. We led most of it. And to see those kids buy in was a big deal to them. And I think they laid the groundwork for the future. Last year, we're a little younger team. We only had one senior, Gracie Wilczek. Last year was our only senior that we graduated. And we got better throughout the year. We finished 16-10, and I think if you ask most of the coaches around the area, they didn't want to play us. We were playing really well. We were shooting the ball well. We just got knocked out by a really good senior-laden Pittsville team in the regional semifinal. So overall, in the first 2 years, I was disappointed. I'll be honest with you on the playoff runs, but if I took a step back after you get away for a little bit and kind of look at the season and where we were at, and if somebody had told me that had been my first 2 seasons with where we started, I would have probably told you that's awesome. And I had to take a look back and be really proud of the kids and what they've done from there.
Columbus Dawn's girls basketball coach Eric Wilson speaking with Mike Warren of Marshfield's Hub City Times. College basketball action on Wednesday. The Lakeland College men lost to the Milwaukee School of Engineering 100-75. Emmett Kinnichy of Columbus High School had 6 points and 2 rebounds in that game for Lakeland. And that is our Columbus Dawn sports update for Friday, February 6th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.